So Vidur ji asked question to Maitri ji about the Lord, which is pure consciousness, and how he got associated with Maya, which is impossible. Then after that, Maitri ji replied that it is an appearance only, and we superimpose all the actions of the Upadhi on the Atman. Like the reflection of moon in the dirty water or in the moving water, we say the moon is breaking, moon is moving, or the moon is dirty. Really speaking, the reflection is neither moving nor it is dirty. We superimpose only. But if you want to know that tattva, what we have to do? It was said that you have to do these things. That is, one is the Nivritti Dharma. Nivritti Dharma, you have to do Karma Yoga. Whether you study Bhagavad Gita or you Bhagavad, wherever you go, you have to do the Karma Yoga. And second, it is said, the grace of the Lord is required. Vasudeva Anukampaya, the grace of the Lord is also required. And third is the Bhakti Yoga. You must have devotion toward the Lord. If you have got these things, then you can realize the truth. Then Vidur said, oh, whatever you have said, by the logic, by the yukti, all my doubts are now cleared. Now I clearly know what is Jeev and what is Ishwar. Jeev is dependent and Ishwar is independent. That I have now realized. And sadhu etat bihartam vidvan atmayan hare abhat. Partham Nirmulam Vishwam Mulam Nirati, and the cause of the clays is Maya. That also I have understood. I hope you also have understood, na? The cause of sorrow is Atma. Cause of sorrow is Anatma. Only two things are there. Anatma is the cause of sorrow. And therefore, Anatma is coming from Maya. Maya means Yamasa Maya. That which is not existing. Anything coming from a non-existent thing also is non-existent. Is it not so? Anything which is coming from a non-existent entity is also non-existent. Therefore, the whole world is non-existent. So the clay is coming from non-existing thing. It has got no substrate. Then it was also said, yascha mudho tama loka yascha buddhe paragata tava tav bhav sukhame dete klishyanti antarito jana. There are two types of people, still speaking, three types of people. One is the ignorant. They are very happy. They are very happy. They have got no doubt that the sukh is in the world only. The happiness is in the world, and they are running after object, emotions and thought of the world. They are very happy. Another person is yascha buddhe paramgata, one who has gone beyond the buddhi. Gone beyond the buddhi means gone beyond gross body, subtle body and the causal body. That means a jnani. So jnani is also happy. So what is the difference between these two happiness, happiness of a jnani and happiness of jnani? Happiness of a jnani is temporary. Happiness of jnani is permanent. That is the difference. And ubho sukham ete, both of them are getting sukh. One is getting via objects of the world, other is getting without object of the world. Both are happy. And those who are in between, those who have started their journey from ajnani to jnani, they are klishyanti antarato jana. Those people are suffering. Arthabhavam vinishchatya pratityasyapi anatmana. Now I have come to know anatma is not there. Artha abhava, it is not there. Abhava means not there, non-existing. Anatma is not at all there. Pratityasyapi anatmana, it is only an appearance. Appearance like snake on the rope or rope on the snake. Both ways can happen. Seeing a snake, you are thinking it is a rope. You go and catch it. Or there is a rope, you are thinking it is snake. Is the snake really there? No. Pratiti matra, it's only an appearance. Arthabham vinishta pratisa vinatmana ta chapi yusmad charana sevayaham paranude. This pratiti also, now I know this whole world does not exist, it is only an appearance. This appearance also I will remove by serving your charana. Oh Guru, I am going to serve you. And this pratiti also should go away. And he is sure about that, will go away. Yat sevaya bhagavata kutrastha madhudvisa rati raso bhaveti pra padyo varsanadata. And by serving you, by serving the teacher, I will develop devotion toward the Lord. Because the teacher only talks about Satchidananda, nothing else. He will not discuss about object, emotions and thought. Therefore, whenever you go to any spiritual master, he is not interested in listening to your sufferings. Even Raman Maharshi used to ask. People used to go. Acha, when people go to Mahatma? When they are suffering. So when they are suffering, they will go to Raman Maharshi. I am suffering. Who is suffering? Find out. Who are you? First find out. Are you this body? Body is suffering. Let the body suffer. You are not body. So rati raso bhavet tibra padyo varsana. So once I develop this, once I come to know my real nature by serving teacher, then there is no janma maran. Teacher is the direct flight to no more rebirth. There is no other way. Without teacher, can you do it? Vedvyasi will be telling at the end of this chapter also. You cannot reach that tattva without teacher, he will tell. He said, by serving you, I will develop bhakti toward the Lord. When the bhakti toward the Lord develops, what will happen after that? After that, I will get the knowledge. By bhakti, what will happen? Mind will be purified. When the mind will be purified, then after that, the moment I listen tattvamasi, Guru will only say this much. After purification of mind, Guru will tell, tattvamasi, you are that, you are Brahman. And it will happen. Without purification, it will not happen. So what will purify your mind? Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and the grace of the Lord is required. Karma Yoga we have to do. Bhakti Yoga we have to do. You see, all the three yogas are required, but one will be predominant, you know. One will be predominant. An intellectual person will go for the Gyan Marga. That doesn't mean that he will not have Bhakti or he will not do Karma Yoga. He will do that also. But the leader will be one. Emotional person will go for the bhakti mark. He will do the bhakti, but the followed by karma yoga and jnana yoga. And one who goes in between emotions and rational thinking, kabhi is nauka mein, kabhi us nauka mein, sometimes emotional, sometimes intellectual, for them it is karma yoga. So he will do karma yoga followed by bhakti, followed by jnana. So all three are required. So he says, once I do that, I serve my teacher. Teacher, from the teacher I will get the bhakti. By bhakti I will get the purification of mind. When the mind is purified, then I will come to know from my teacher that who am I. And the moment I come to know that I am Brahman, therefore after that, no birth, no death. Do you accept that? Why? Why no birth, no death? Because Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. You all are Brahman. But at this point of time, you don't know that you are Brahman. The moment you come to know Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Brahmavit Brahmaiva Brahma alone he becomes. Then what will happen? You have become Brahman. ब्रह्मन का जन्म होता है So once you become Brahman, there is no question of death of Brahman, no question of birth of Brahman. Then who is born? Who dies? Upadhi. Body dies. Body takes birth.
Jiva doesn't die.
Body dies, body takes birth. But I am gone beyond that. I have gone to the substratum of this body. Many a times we have said that in the body we find changes happening. From 7 pounds to we have become 170 pounds. Changes happen. So for this changes, for any change to happen, there must be a changeless substratum within us. Otherwise it will never happen. If the river is flowing, it's changing, the river bed is not moving. If the cars are flying on the road is? If the plane is taking off on the runway is not moving. For any movement to happen, there must be a non-moving, non-changing, non-modifying entity. So if we accept that in our body the changes has happened, that means a changeless substratum, Atman, is present in all of us. Any difficulty in accepting?
No.
So simple.
Mm-hmm.
So Atman is with us. Then it is said, Durapa alp tapsa seva vaikuntha vartmasa yatro pagiyate nityam deva devo janardana. But alp tapas, one who has done little of tapas, he will not get this service. He will not get a chance even to come closer to a teacher also. Because he has got merits. He has got no merits. Punya nahi hai. And without punya, you will not get. Now comes from verse number 21 to 42 is the secondary creation. Previously we have seen the primary creation. You remember the primary creation started from Mahatattva, Ankatis and this. That was primary. From this primary, secondary creation came. Permutation and combination of the primary, secondary creation came into existence. Now he will ask, Vidurji is going to ask about the Visarga. Sarga is primary, Visarga is secondary. Secondary means whatever Lord created, five Mahabhut and all that, with the combination of all that, how this world came into existence, about that. No. Sarga, Visarga.
Amma also came.
Now she has come, we will have a picture. Then we start with verse number 21. Verse number 21, chapter number 7, canto 3.
Srishtva Bhre Mahadadini Savikaran Anukramat Devyo Virajamudritya Tamanu Pravishatvipuhu.
Srishtva Bhre. Agri means before the creation, Srishti. Mahad Adini. Mahad Adi. Now you have to tell. Mahat means Mahat Tattva. And then after that, Ahankar. Then after that,
Tanmatra.
Then gross elements. So these all came into. Mahad Adi ni Sabikarini. Sabikarini means modification. It's from Mahat came Ahankar. So Ahankar is Vikar of Mahat Tattva. From Ahankar came Tanmatra. So Tanmatra is Vikar of Ahankar. So Mahat Adani sa Vikar ni Anukrama. There is a sequence. One after another it came. Anukrama. Devyo Virajamat Udrata. And with that, if you remember correctly, they were all independent. Swatantra. So when they were created, they were all independent. And they were not able to make any creation. So they all prayed to the Lord. We are all Swatantra, please make us Loktantra. This word has come there. Loktantra means you come and make us united. The Lord came and after that he united. Virat Udhritra. Then after that the Virat Purush came. Do you remember the Virat Purush with the three loka? The head is the heaven and the feet is the patal. And from each organ there were three items included there. What were the three items? First of all, the speech came, mukha came, mouth came. So three things entered at a time. One is the sense organ, then the sense object, and
the ruler,
and the devta of each sense organ. And the devta of each sense organ. Adhi Daivik, Adhi Bhautik, and Adhyatmik. Adhyatmik means the sense organ. Adhi Bhautik means sense object. And Adhi Daivik. Adhi Daivik means the ruler.
Ruler.
So when in the Virat Purush, first of all entered, you will find in chapter 6, verse number 12 onward, all the description is there. I am telling you only one just to remind you. The first of all in the Virat Purush came the mouth. So in the mouth, what happens? Devta entered. Which devta is that? Agni Devta. Speech? Fiery speech. You have to remember, he gave a fiery speech. So devta controlling is fire. And the organ is called Vak Indriya. Remember the Vak Indriya? And what is the object? Sabda, sound. Sound is the object. So three things at a time enter. What is the function of Devta?
Give sentience.
Give sentience, number one. I told you three things.
Pack and unpack.
Energize the organ. That is the sentience. They give the sentience.
Witness the functions of record.
And keep a record. Keep a record. Good. Chalo, miljul ke ho gaya.
Kisi ko kuch yaad hai, kisi ko kuch yaad.
So Devta is essential. See, they all manifested in the Virat. Different Indriya, they all entered. And after that, Tamanu Pravesit Vibhu. Then after that, Lord entered. Pravesit Vibhu. He entered. He was so fascinated that, no, I will stay in this Virat.
Yamahuradhyam Purusham Sahasangra Yurubahukam Yatra Vishvaime Loka Savikasam
Samasati. Yamad Ahur Adhyam Purusham. In Veda, this is called, this Virat Purush is called Adhya Purush, Adi Purush, the first being. In our Bhagavad Gita also, we get two references of this Adi. Purana Purusha. Ajo Nitya Sastvatoyam Purano Nahanyate Hanyamane Sarire. This is Puran, the most ancient, the first being. Is this, and in the Vishwarupa Darshan also, Arjun, when he saw the Vishwarupa, then dar gaya, he was frightened. Then he started praising the Lord. At that time, he also said, Tam Adi Deva Purusha Purana. Tam Adi Deva, the first one. Purusha Purana, the first being. So, Tamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam, and you are the support of the whole world. So in Gita also we get the same reference. In Purush Suktam, in Taittri Aranyaka also, same thing is said. Om Sahastra Sirsa Purusha Sahastraksha Sahastrapad. Here also it is said, Purusham Sahastrangra. Sahastrangra means, Sahastra means thousands. Angra means feet. Then Uru. Uru means thighs. Thousands of thighs. Bahukam. Thousands of arms. Yatra Viswa Ime Loka Sa Vikasam Samatsate. And in this Virat, the whole all Lokas are also here. So that was said in verse number 22.
Yasmin dashavita prana sendriyarthendriyas trivrita tvairito yato varnaha tadvibhutir vadasvana.
Yasmin dasvidha prana. Yasmin, in that there is 10 types of prana. Batao. Kaun kaun se prana hai?
Pranas.
10 types of pranas are there. Prana, apana, vyana, dana.
10 types of pranas. Samana. Tell the names.
So, 5 to ye ho gaye. Another 5.
Upapranas.
There are 5 upapranas. Bolo, nag, kurma, krikal, Devadatta and Dhananjaya. So 5 plus 5, 10 pranas. So 10 pranas also. Yasmin dasvid prana sa indriya artha. Indriya artha. Indriya artha means? Indriya sense object. Indriya means senses. Artha means object. Indriya artha. Indriya and senses. Tribritta. 3 things are entered at a time. Devata also. So Devata, Indriya and sense objects. 3 interdictum. Tvayo rito yato varna tat vibhuti vadasva. Now you tell me the vibhuti, the glory. After that what happened, you give me the glory, the total glory. Now you tell me about that. Idea is, now you tell me the visarga, creation, manifestation. So all these things happened. After that, what happened? You tell me the glory of that. Virat Purusha.
Yatra putraishcha potraishcha natribhi sahagotra jaihi prajavichitra kritaya asanyavirdantatam.
Yatra putraishcha, and from the glorious that Virat Purusha came the Brahma, and after that Brahma, different prajapatis and all that came. Then he tells, tell me the putra, who are the sons, then pautra, grandsons, then niptri, great grandson. Pata hi nahi tha. Niptri kya hota hai? Niptri is the great grandson. Sahagotrajai means the kinsman, same gotra. Sahagotrajai, there are gotra. If the same Gotra people are there, we will call it kinsmen. Sahagotrajai. Praja vichitra akritya. And the living beings. Praja means living being. Vichitra akritya. There are many types of forms. Vichitra akritya. Asanam yadvirdam tatam. And who filled this universe? All this vichitra akriti, all these forms, 84 like lakh type of yoni, they filled this whole universe. So tell me about that. Dekho kitna kuch Vidur ji puchte hain, batao humko 84 lakhs. Everything you tell me.
Prajapati nam sapatischa kripekan prajapatin sarvamstaivanu sarvanscha manur manvantaradipan.
Prajapati nam sapati. Pati means the ultimate, the Virat Purusha. He created prajapatis. Then Brahmaji came and other prajapatis created. Then he wants to know who are the prajapati that Virat created. Sabka batao humko. I want to know the detail. What happened after that, after Virat Purusha, Adi Purusha, what happened thereafter. Again, what are the main categories of being that he created and what are their subdivisions? Sargascheva anusurgascham. Sarga and anusarga. Their division, their categories. You tell me about that also. Then Manu Manvantar Adhipatan. Then tell me about the Manu. And Manvantar Adhipati, he rules for one Manvantar. Manu Manvantar. In one day of Brahmaji, 14 Manus come. In one day of Brahmaji, 14 Manus come. So what is the length of their time? Mathematical question. Now you have to tell me.
It's a big number. Because 1000 Chatur Yugas is 1 second.
That 1000 Chatur Yuga is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. One day. Similarly, one night is there. That is pralaya, dissolution.
After one day, right?
After one day, there is a dissolution.
The Mahapralaya is after.
After 100 years of Brahmaji life, that is Mahapralaya. So, in this one day of Brahmaji, which is equal to 1000 Chatur Yugi, 1000 Chatur Yugi? 4 Yuga is equal to 43,20,000 years. Now I am not going to tell you how much is Kali Yuga, how much is that. 43,20,000 multiplied by 1000 is equal to 1 day, 12 hours of Brahmaji. And in this 12 hours, 14 Manus come. 14 Manu comes means how much is that? How many Chatur Yuga? So 1000 divided by 14, you will get 71 point something thing. So one Manu is there for 71 Chatur Yuga. So tell me about the Manu and the Manvantar. This detail you tell me. And in what order they came. Now the seventh Manvantar is going on.
Which one is going on right
now? It is Vaivaswan.
Vaivaswat.
Before that six Manus came. Now the seventh Manu is continuing. Next.
26.
Mitra Atmaja means Maitriya. O son of Mitra. Maitri was son of Mitra. So Mitra Atmaja. You tell me. Upah, adha, ye loka. You tell me the upper loka and adha, lower loka also. Etasam api vansanscha vansanuchan charitani. You tell me about the lineage. These prajapatis and all that. You tell me the vans parampara, parampara. Lineage, their descendant, their histories. You tell me about this. And the words that exist below and above. That means tell me about the 14 lokas. Hope you remember 14 lokas.
Call him. Who can say 14 lokas? Jana.
Jana, Tapa, Satya.
Then?
Mahajana Tapa?
Satyam. Then down. Patal baad mein aayega.
Patal is the last. Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal,
Mahatal
and Patal. So 7, 7, 14.
Tesham samstham pramanancha bhurlokasya cha varnaya tiryam manusha devanam sarisripa padatrinam vadana sarda sambuham garvastri shreda jadvishut द्विजोद्भिदाम
नाउ तेषां संस्थां प्रमाणं च भूलोकस्य च वर्णनम् नाउ अबाउट द 14 लोकाज यू डिस्क्राइब मी द लोकेशन एंड देयर डायमेंशन बताओ यू टेल मी वेयर आर दीज लोकेटेड एंड व्हाट इज द डायमेंशन ये बताओ मेरे को अच्छा And also tell me the differences in the creation and the formation of various kinds of creatures. Various kinds of creatures. Tiryang. Tiryang means animals. Then manus. Manus? Human. Devanam. Devtas. He wants to know about all this. Tiryang means whose spinal cord is perpendicular to earth. Our is not like this, na? No, parallel. So animals have got the parallel, na? Like this. And our?
Not reptiles,
perpendicular. So Tiryan, Manus, Devanam, Sarisrip. Sarisrip, reptiles.
This is reptiles, Sarisrip.
Reptiles. And Patitrinam, Pakshi. The birds. You tell me about them. Badana, Sarga, Sabhyuham. Garb, Sveda, Dvija, Udvida. So there are four types of birth also. Garb, from the womb. Humans are born from the womb. Many animals also are born from womb. Garb, Sveda. Sveda means from the sweat.
Lice.
Sveda. Because of the sweat. Even many moss, because of the moisture, it comes. What you say that, what is the comes? Do you say, no, no, this is come, dampness comes and the fungus comes?
Mold.
That is also moisture based. Then dvija, twice born. Dvi means two. Twice born. Who are twice born? Eggs are twice born.
Eggs.
First the egg comes, then after that?
Birds.
Brahman is called Dvij, why?
When he does the
Poonal, twice born. When he gets the knowledge of the Gayatri Mantra, he's twice born. Teeth are Dvij, you know?
Then three. The Guruji bolte.
Daant also are twice born.
Yeah.
So daant is also dvij.
Guruji bolte trij, kyunki jab toot jate hai fir athvi
shaddhi to. Then the third one. And udvij. Udvij means the plants. They come from the earth. So there are four types of creation. So he wants to know all these four.
गुणावतराय विश्वस्य सर्गस्थितप्रयाश्रयं सृजत श्रीनिवासस्य व्याचक्षोदारविक्रमम्
गुणावतार नाउ यू टेल मी अबाउट द गुणावतार आल्सो विश्वस्य सर्ग क्रिएशन स्थिति सस्टेनेंस एंड अप्याश्रयम एंड द डिसोल्यूशन फॉर दैट यू क्रिएटेड ब्रह्मा विष्णु एंड महेश These are called the Gunavatar. Tell me about that also for the creation, preservation and dissolution. What is their Leela? How they came into existence? Ye bhi batao. How many questions Vidurji is asking Maitriji? Tell me about this.
Varnasrama vibhagamscha rupashila swabhavatah rishinam janma karmadi
Now tell me about the Varna Ashram Vibhagascha. What is this Varna? Chaturvarna Maya Srishta. Chaturvarna Brahman Chatri Vaishya Sudra. This also you tell me. Ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasasam. You tell me about this also. What is all this? Rupa Sila Sabhavata and it is based on the basis of form, conduct and character. Rupa, form, seal, conduct and Swabhavata. Swabhavata means the character. The birth and the action of the Rishi. Rishi naam janma karmadi. Tell me the birth of the Rishi and their karma. Vedasya cha vikarsanam. And tell me also the branches of Veda. Dekho, sab kuch chahiye usko. What is Veda? How many branches are there? Ye bhi batao. Rishi ke bare mein bhi batao. Everything you tell me.
Yajnasya cha vidhanani yogasya cha patha prabho naishkarmasya cha sankhyasya sankhyasya tantram va bhagavat smritam.
Yajnasya cha vidhanani, tell me about the yajna, the fire ritual jo karte hain. What is this you tell me? Yogasya cha patha prabho, yoga, karma yoga. Tell me about the karma yoga. Naishkarma. Have you heard this word, Nishkarma? Those who are attending Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. Actionlessness. What is this actionlessness?
Desirelessness.
When will it happen? When you are vasana-lessness. So when you are vasana-lessness, that means you have realized. So long the vasana is there, you are a jnani. When you become jnani, there is no more vasana. No more likes and dislikes. Why no more likes and dislikes? Ab mere ko thodi na sukh lena hai from object emotions and thought. I know the source now. I don't rely on the worldly things now. So jnani become vasana less, therefore desire less, therefore actionless. That actionlessness state is called naiskarma. Tell me about that also. Cha sankhasya, sankhyasya, and that is the based on the sankhya. Sankhya means systematic way of explanation. Our chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita is sankhya yoga. Tantram va bhagavat smritam, and about the tantra also.
So does he become, but he still will be a karma yogi?
You see, karma yoga is required for purification of mind. Once the mind is purified, then you are fit for the knowledge. If you get the knowledge, you become jnani. After that, karma yoga is not required. Mind is purified now. Like if your clothes are dirty, you put the path. What you call detergent, you wash it. Do you wash it again and again? No, it's not required. So his mind has become pure. No more karma yoga is required. But he does a lot of karma.
But he does all the karma.
He does a lot of karma. Not for the purification of mind. Now he does the karma for sangraha of the people, for the welfare of others.
Sarva bhuta hite rata.
That is the word, proper word. Sarva bhuta hite rata.
He is not doing for himself, he is doing for others.
Other. He will show them the path. Now this is the path, you go this way. You are all going towards the wrong side in the OET. The path is somewhere else. OET is here, you have to go there. Ulta jana hai. The sarva bhuta hite rata. So Sankhya Tantra, Tantra also, Pancharatra or Tantra Sad, which have also had the origin from the Bhagwan only. So he wants to know the Tantra Gyan, he wants to know the Karma Yoga, he wants to know the Yajna, and he wants to know the Sankhya, he wants to know the Naishkarma. In one sloka, he wants to know everything. Sab batao.
Pakhanda patha vaishamyam pratinoma niveshanam jivasavatayo yascha yavati guna karma jaha.
Pakhanda patha vaishamyam, speak about the evils of atheism, about the retrogression, jivasagatoya, pratiloma niveshanam, and there is a retrogression in the social order about the path along which jeev go in hereafter according to the karma. So according to the karma, jeev kaha jata hai, ye bhi batao. And what is this Pakhanda path? Pakhanda path is if the marriage is not according to the nature, Brahman should marry in Brahman. Why Brahman should marry Brahman? Because both of them are sattvic, you know. Like nowadays in IT sector, what they do, IT girl will marry an IT, a doctor will marry a doctor. Kya hua usman? Because of the guna, sattva guna is there. But suppose kuch gadbad kar de, a rajasic person marries a sattvic girl, a kshatriya marries a brahman. Chhatri boy marries a Brahman girl. Pakhand ho gaya, gadbad ho gaya. Bhagwan is talking only up to that. Man, America mein aake kya ho gaya? All hodgepodge. So he want to know about this Pakhand path also. What will be their fate? Tell me about that. And tell me, according to the karma, jiva, where it goes? Kahan jata hai jiva, according to the karma? You tell me about that.
Dharma
artha
kama moksha naam nimitta na virodhatah vartaya dandani teshcha shrutasya cha vidhim prithaka.
Explain how the pursuit of these four purusar dharma, artha, kama, moksha, how they can be made compatible. Within one life we have to do our dharma. What is our duty we have to do? How to do it? Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Do the dharma, and by dharmic way you earn money, artha. With that artha you satisfy your kama, all your desires you fulfill. And then after that, within this life, I have to take the moksha also. तो लोग क्या करते हैं? पैसा कमाते रह जाते हैं. अर्थ 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 age of 80 also doing business, 90 year also doing business. धर्म अर्थ काम. A moksha, moksha is not here. Do you remember I told you in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, those who are only in the dharma, artha, kam, these people are, what type of people are they? Rajasik. Sattvic will try for the moksha. So those who limit themselves in dharma, artha, kam, they are in the queue of rajas. Where will that take you to?
Chakra.
Birth and death. Why birth and death? Because of the dharma kaam, dharma artha kaam, you are creating your vasanas. Therefore, you see, when we donate organ, it is only a physical part. Devta is already there. Devta is already there. And the nerve is also working. Only the outer aperture is not. Suppose you want to replace the eyes. The socket is there, the nerves are there, they are all working. Devta is also there. Devta is recording that this eye is not seen. Then the moment you fit another eye, it will start working. Devta is there. Yeah, Devta is there. Explain this four dharma, artha, kam and moksha. And then also you tell me the rules laid down by Vartaya. Vartaya means for the business people. For Vaisya, what are the rules? Dandaniti. Dandaniti? Kaun karega danda? Kshatriya. The administrator has got the dandaniti. Kshatriya. Srutasya vidhim prithak. Srutasya shruti. Who will study the shruti? Brahman. So tell me about the rules and regulations, their duties of Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Sudra is not written here. Sudra sabse acha hai because he does the seva.
Shraddhasya cha vidhim brahman pitrinam sarvameva cha graha nakshatra tarana kalavayava samsthitam.
Shraddha, tell me about the Shraddha. People have got many questions about the Shraddha. Kyun kare? The person has departed, pata nahi. This Brahman is taking so much of Dakshina. Usko milega ki nahi milega? We have got doubts, na? So he wants to know about the Shraddha. Then after that, he says about the Pitra also, you tell me. Pitralok is where is the Pitralok? In the interspace. Pitralok, you tell me about that also. And Graha Nakshatra Taranam, about the planet, star and galaxy, that also you tell me. Kal, time, avayav, pass. But kya puchta hai kal and avayav? We all know second, minute and then after that hour, then day, night, month, year. To pata hai hum logo? No. When he will discuss about the time, you will come to know many things. So, kal avayav, that also you tell me.
Dhanasya tapaso vapi yat cheshta purtayo phalam pravasasthasya yo dharma yascha pumsha utapadi.
Now tell me, what is the fruit of dana? If I give charity, kya milega? What will the fruit of tapa? That also tell me. And ishta purtayo phalam. Ishta means the desired thing. Or ishta, you do the yajna. I want putra. There is a putreshti yajna. And purta means, have you heard the nishpur? Purta mantri. In India you will find this word. Purta mantri, social welfare. Suppose you do open a school or a hospital or you dug a well in a village. So these are called poor, the social work. So what will I get if I do yajna, daan or ishta and purta action? That also you tell me. Pravasasthasya yo dharma, pravasi. We all are pravasi. Right? We are all Indian. You have become American, that is another thing. But we are all pravasi, those who are living far away from their homeland. What is the duty of pravasi? Dekho, us time mein bhi log pravasi the. It's not that you have come to America. Pravasi dharma. Yes, sir, Kunsar, Utapati, if you are in a danger situation, what is your dharma? Suppose you are in the Himalaya, upar mein. Snow, everywhere is snow, there is no vegetation, you are hungry. And you are Vaishnava, pakka vegetarian. So what is your dharma at that time? Maro artha?
Yena vamagamastushet dharma yoni janardhanah samprasidati vayesham.
Yenava Bhagwan to say, you tell me the ways to secure the grace of the Lord. How the Lord will get me, tell me that also. And Saprasidva Esam Etad Akhyai Janaka, and whom does he become gracious? So how to please the Lord and how will I get his grace? You tell me about that.
Anubratanam Shishyanam Putranam Chadvijottama Anaprishtamapi Bhuhu Gurvo Dina Vatsala.
Gurvo Dina Vatsala. Gurus are very compassionate, you know. So, Anubratanam Shishyanam Putranam Chadvijottama. If the Shishya or the Putra or the Dvija Brahman, if they ask questions, they will definitely tell. But his request is anaprishtamapi. If I have not asked you any question, if you think I should know something, then you tell me that also. The questions I have asked all this thing. This too I want. But if you think that I have not asked any question which you think that I should know, that also you tell me. Tattvanam bhagasvesham katitha pratisam. How many types of dissolutions are there? Pralaya, how many types of pralaya are there? And also tell me, in the state of cosmic dissolution, what all entities will go into the avenues with the Lord? What happened at the time of pralaya? He wants to know what happens to the subtle body. The jiva's life is not ended at the time of pralaya. They will all have to come back. So where they go, the jiva, you tell me that. And who will attend to that Virat Purusha at that time? Who is attending? That also you tell me.
Purushasya cha sansthanam swarupam vaparasya cha jnanam cha naigavam yattada guru shishya prayojanam.
Three questions here. Purushasya cha sansthanam swarupam vaparasya cha. Purushasya jeev. What is the nature of jeev? Then sansthanam swarupam. What is the nature of Ishwar? Batao. Then also jnanam cha naigavam. What is the jnana? What is the jnana given in the all the Upanishads? You tell me the jnana also. And not only that, tell me the relationship between teacher and the disciple. What is the purpose of guru and sishya? That also you tell me.
Nimittani cha tasseha proktanyannagasuribhihi svato jnanam kutat pumsham bhakti vairagyamevava.
Now you tell me the means of acquiring knowledge recommended by the great teachers. How will I get this spiritual knowledge? Then he asks a pertinent question. Svatah jnanam kutah pumsham. Can I get this knowledge myself, swatah, without guru? Bhakti vairagyam eva cha. Can I get it? This is the question he is asking. Maitri Vidura is asking, suppose. Without teacher, can I get this knowledge?
Etanme prichata prashnan hare karma vivitsaya bruhi vidyasa mitrata vada jaya nashta chakshushah.
Etan prichata prashnan hare, these are the my questions. And karma vivitsaya bruhi me agyasa. And he is claiming, Vidurji saying, I am agya, not gya. Agya means I am ignorant. I do not know. Please tell me. Tell me about the Lord and His words. I am asking this question because I don't know the answers of all these. Please speak to me, all these masters, because nashta chakshusha, because I am spiritually blind. Nashta chakshusha. Vidura is seeing, asking Maitri, but he is saying, spiritually I am blind. So tell me about all these questions.
Sarve vedastha yajnyascha tapo danani janaha jiva bhaya pradanasya na kurviran kalamapi.
Sarve vedastha yajnyascha tapo danani janaha jiva abhaya pradanasya na kurvin kalamapi. Kalam is there are 16 kalas. 16 kalas. And one kala is 1/16 of the total. Lord Krishna has 16 kala. So he says, Sarve Vedasya Yajnasya Tapo Danani Syanaga. Even if we study all the Vedas, studying of Veda means if you memorize all Vedas, if you become Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi, and only Vedi. Only Vedi means?
One Veda.
One Veda. Or Yajna. tap, dan. Even if you do all these things, you will not get the abhay pad. What is abhay pad? Becoming Brahman. Only the spiritual knowledge will give you the abhay pad. Now you can think of the teacher who is giving you the knowledge of that abhay pad. You do yajna danta, chanting, chanting of 700 slokas of Bhagavad Gita from 1 to 700. 1% came to Bhagavad Gurudev. I can chant reverse wise also. 700, 690. That is not going to give you a abhay pad. Yajna dan tap can't give you even the 1/16th of the abhay pad. This is the thing. The punya of yajna, dan, tap, etc. The what is the purpose? Purpose is only purpose. Don't leave. ऐसा गलती मत करना कि सब छोड़ दें, कुछ तो नहीं होगा, यज्ञ दान तप. नो नो नो, इट हैज गॉट ए पर्पज. फर्स्ट वी हैव टू डू दिस थिंग. यज्ञ दान तप इज टू बी डन, बट दे देमसेल्फ आर नॉट सफिशियंट. दे देमसेल्फ कैन नॉट गिव यू नॉलेज. नॉलेज विल ओनली हैपन व्हेन आफ्टर यू हैव क्रॉस दिस थिंग. यज्ञ दान तप, व्हेन दे प्योरिफाई योर माइंड, देन ओनली विल हैपन.
श्री शुक्ल उवाच सहितमा पृष्ठ पुराण कल्प गुरु प्रधान मुनि प्रधान प्रवृत्त हर्षो भगवत कथाया संचोदित स्तम प्रसन्निवास.
When Vidur asked all these questions to Maitreya, he was very happy. Because all these questions are related to the spirituality. He didn't ask anything is personal. When I will become again Pradhan Mantri, he didn't ask that. I don't have a hut on my head, when I will get the money or the building. No. He asked for the Atma Jnana, and he was very happy, immensely delighted being asked to narrate the Leela of the Lord. And after that, now he will start the Leela in our next Adhyaya.
इति श्रीमद् भगवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां तृतीयस्कन्धे सप्तमोऽध्यायः.
ॐ
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
There will not be next class on next Tuesday because Swami Sarvesananji is coming, and in the evening there will be a satsang on Kabir Vani. Totally.